The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Keyword people. WAVA.com. Keyword people.
If it's news about Christian faith or values, they won't carry it. We will. You can hear it on The Don Crow Show. It's time for The Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, The Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Cornerstone First Financial. Call Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221 or visit them on the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Hello there, folks, and welcome to this edition of The Don Crow Show. You got it, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon, we get together to talk about significant issues. I call them matters that matter. Things going on in the culture that you and I need to get informed about, but what's the point of that unless we're willing to get involved? And that's really why I often say, let's get informed and then let's get involved. Find positive and life-affirming ways to make a difference. And this is one of those occasions. Once again, the politics of abortion is being elevated above the health and safety of women in Virginia. That observation by my guest this hour, in referring to her recent news release headlined, "Abortion Health Standards Targeted Again by Board of Health After Judge Reverses Previous Actions for Violating State Law." There's so much more to the story, and that's why I've asked Victoria Cobb, president of the Family Foundation, to join me. Now, the Family Foundation is a 501c3 based in Richmond, Virginia, and you need to know they're working to preserve and promote the family in Virginia as God's foundation upon which all free and thriving societies are built. That's their mission statement, if you will, on their website. I suggest you check that out at familyfoundation.org, and they always, I know, welcome your partnership. Victoria, thank you for joining me. Welcome to the Don Crow Show again.
Thanks so much for having me.
Would you elaborate what I quoted, your statement in your recent news release as to what's happening with the Virginia Board of Health and what the kind of the backstory of all this is?
Well, we have been in a battle for decades, really, over the safety standards at abortion centers. And in particular, this has heated up since back in 2011 when Governor McDonald and his team put in emergency regulations, which ultimately turned to permanent regulations that simply said, we're going to make sure these places are safe. We might not choose to ever take a human life ourselves, but we want to make sure that if a woman goes into these places, they're not going to lose their life as well as the life of the child. Also, we know, and we've been able to now watch over the last several years, there's been an amazing decline in abortion, and in large part because some of the clinics chose to close rather than step up to the plate and make sure their facilities are safe. So we've seen a 32% drop over 5 years in our abortion rate because of these standards. So the battle is raging, and it's been a back and forth. And unfortunately, under new governors, we have a new Board of Health. And when we have liberal governors, that means a liberal Board of Health. And so what we first saw was that they tried to water down these safety standards, but they were so zealous that they did it illegally. And so we took them to court and we won. And so they had to restore all of the safety standards, or nearly all. There's one or two things that stuck, but they got to restore, much to their disappointment, nearly everything that we had originally put in place. But they're at it again.
Now, why? I know it's really a rhetorical question because it's an implied answer pretty strong. Why would anyone, whether you're pro-abortion or pro-life, why would one object to at least basic safety health standards in these clinics? What is their rationale?
Well, we certainly have asked ourselves that question so many times over this battle because it is stunning, too. I think anyone who can look at this objectively would say, we do think there should be life-saving equipment. We do think there should be sterilization processes. And since the safety standards have gone into place, we've seen hundreds upon hundreds of violations that include blood on the equipment, ill-trained staff, narcotics moving between facilities without inventory, things that in any other world other than abortion, these places would come under fire. The public would be suing. But see, people don't realize with abortion, it isn't like any other medical practice. One, because we know it isn't healing, which is what medicine is all about. It's actually harming. But in the other sense, women who undergo an abortion are not wanting to come public with that decision. And so they don't sue a doctor when something goes wrong. Their complications are not adequately and correctly recorded at hospitals. And so there has to be some very careful government oversight. So what happened just now was that the Board of Health thought they were going to reinitiate a process to water these standards down again, do it legally this time, because they had basically been stopped in their tracks by our lawsuit. But there is another lawsuit. The abortion industry has decided to take basically every pro-life law you can imagine here in Virginia that is protecting the unborn. They've bundled them all up and thrown them into federal court and said, we want a judge to strike all of this down and say that it prevents access for women to abortion. And that is waiting on Judge Hudson to make a decision. We had a 10-day jury trial. Judge Hudson has to make a decision on whether he's going to uphold all those laws. So what actually happened last week is the Board of Health said, we know we're going to do this. We're definitely going to water these things down. But if the court will do it for us, you know, just ignore the whole lawmaking regulation process, then we don't even have to go through this. So they actually kicked the can down the road, hoping that the courts are going to do this for them. But be assured, if they don't get the decision they like from the judge, which will be coming out, we believe, in the next month or two, they will be back at it at their December meeting. So this is where pro-lifers need to really be praying. We're praying for Judge Hudson, and we need to be actively waiting to engage this process.
Well, you've answered my last question, Victoria. How the concerned public can engage effectively, specifically go to your website, certainly prayer. What else can they do?
Definitely the specific prayer over Judge Hudson as he reviews. He's reviewing not just safety standards, but can there be 24 hours waiting period for a woman to make a decision before she actually can just immediately get an abortion. He's reviewing whether a doctor has to be the one to perform an abortion. I mean, things that are really fundamental to the safety of women, whether a woman has a right to see an ultrasound. So we're really, really kind of all hands on deck praying for him. And then once we get that decision, that'll impact a lot of what we have to do legislatively, what we do with this Board of Health. And so what people need to do is hang tight. When we get that decision, we'll have better plans. We'll know what the Board of Health is going to do. But if the Board of Health has to restart this process to water down safety standards, we're going to need folks to be showing up at meetings, to be sending public comments, and we'll be queuing everyone in by way of our email alerts and through our website. So we really encourage folks to be attuned to us on our website at familyfoundation.org.
Outstanding. Keep up the great work. Thank you, Victoria. Keep us posted.
Thanks so much for having me.
Again, Victoria Cobb, president of the Family Foundation. She gave you their website, familyfoundation.org. You can check it out there. Put this organization and the very specific judge that she mentioned on your prayer list, and that there will come out of this a positive decision on behalf of life. Stay with us. We have more to share in this edition of The Don Crow Show. We'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it, you cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
Were you promised your home would sell, it didn't, and your agent disappeared? You're not alone. 42% of houses currently on the market will not sell. I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. We just helped 7 home sellers in the Metro DC area sell their house even when it didn't sell the first time. Call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
We've helped over 100 listeners sell their house for top dollar. Listen to what they have to say.
We had a property that we had rented it out. We were selling our property in the wintertime. We actually sold our house 5 days after it went on the market. It was approximately $5,000 over the asking price. If we ever sold the house that we're in now, the first person we would call be Christy Moore.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Richly here to talk about my friends at I Hate Knee Pain. They help me get rid of my knee pain. So if you're tired of your daily aching knees, you need to visit I Hate Knee Pain in Rockville. They offer a breakthrough program without risky surgery or harmful drugs. A unique approach with hundreds of raving fans like me. It's FDA approved. Covered by Medicare and most major medical insurances. Call 301-679-7900. That's 301-679-7900. Or go to IHateKneePain.com.
Names matter. Your name. The name you've made for yourself. And the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
The Supreme Court confirmation process has been on the point of breakdown for 30 years, and it finally collapsed with the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. I'm Molly Hemingway.
And I'm Carrie Severino. Our new book, Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court, reveals the inside story of these bitterly divisive hearings and what they mean for the court and the country.
Justice on Trial is the explosive new bestseller on the Kavanaugh confirmation. Get your copy today from Amazon or wherever books are sold.
The following is a program heard recently here on The Don Crow Show. The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Cornerstone First Financial. Call Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221 or visit them on the web at cornerstonefirst.com. In her recent column with Creators Syndicate titled, Our Changing Values Should Worry Us, my guest this hour observed that the founders of our country saw the nation's existence, its faith, and its posterity as a package deal. It all went together. Now she says we have a young generation, our future, that dismisses the importance of all the elements of that package. And then she poses the question, what might this tell us about where we're headed? Star Parker is founder and president of CURE, the Center for Urban Renewal and Education here in Washington. Their website is urbancure.org. She's spoken on college campuses by the hundreds all over the country, authored a number of books, and is also one of the names on the short list of national black conservative leaders. It's always an honor to have her here on the show with us. Star, how are you?
I'm doing well, Don. It's good to be with you.
Early in your column, you cite a just-released Wall Street Journal NBC News poll headlined, Americans have shifted dramatically on what values matter most. What is that poll saying, and what are some of the things that we really ought to be concerned about?
Well, they pulled on patriotism. That fell with what we call the millennial generation or the Gen Zs. They pulled on religion. That fell. And then they pulled on having children, which is where I think the latter two are the ones we should be more concerned about, because we can have discussions all day about patriotism and why we believe what we believe. But we must define American culture consistent with its truths, its founding truths. And those truths are rooted in Christianity and in family. And what's happened with our youth is they bought these ideas of individualism. What's fascinating, though, is they bought their ideas of individualism and uniqueness, but they buy into collectivism and socialism. So to find that family that now they're so uniquely individual about that they don't need to marry and produce children. So those are the concern areas that when you have, as the importance of faith and religion diminishes, as I mentioned in my column, the values and behaviors that go with them, the marriage and family, also diminishes. And that's where the crisis is today.
And it's not oversimplifying it, is it, to say really the roots of all this are historically in the home? I mean, I learned patriotism from my parents just by how they acted toward our country, how they treated the various aspects of the culture and of the nation itself. And of course, these other principles as well. We celebrated family. Our church always celebrated family. So is that where the roots are of this thing?
Well, it's absolutely correct what you're saying, that our virtues and values are passed through our family first. And, you know, there's been this disconnection. The more government grows, for that type of philosophy. And so family has totally collapsed. Marriage rates dropped, for instance, from in the 70s. We saw 75% of the adult population married. Now that number's down to 50%. So when you have half of your adults not married, you have different pathology. You have different interests. You have different concerns as a society. Everything from, you know, the pyramid schemes that we've built, or some called Ponzi, with our entitlement programs, all the way to housing concerns, because there's an economic concept of supply and demand, and a limited supply, prices go up. So there are many, many challenges that we are confronted with as traditional family life collapses. But you're pointing to a part that we should be extremely concerned about while we're talking about these mass shootings, and that is the values that are passed when we see a husband married to the mother of the children. It is very, very clear economically. It's very, very clear educationally. It's very, very clear when we look at crime rates and all of the other factors, stability factors, that when a husband is in the home married to the mother of the children, life fares well in this country. What has diminished in our society is the number of husbands married to the mother of the children. And in fact, I know that number as well. Today, we're looking at households where you have a husband, wife, married to children, married and with their children, is about 18% of our population.
We're talking with Star Parker. You can check this column out as well. Our changing values should worry us. I want to read the opening sentence you wrote. The late historian and political philosopher Harry V. Jaffa noted the significance of the preamble to our Constitution, concluding with the words, "Secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity." And you said this is how the drafters of our Constitution saw its purpose. Jaffa continues saying, "A blessing is what is good in the eyes of God. It is a good whose possession belongs properly only to those who deserve it." We want our freedoms, we want our blessings, but we want them certainly not attached to any idea of God these days, right?
And that's why we have the culture war, and that's why we're having this discussion even in election year, because you're absolutely right. When you disconnect or take God and eternal truths out of the equation, then life becomes meaningless materialism. That's it. There's nothing more to it. And that's why then people get into these collectivist groups, whether we're going to have discussions about the white supremacy and the KKK, or they're going to have discussions about Antifa or Black Lives Matter. This is why we are seeing these types of unified forces against the religious in our society, because when you buy the idea of secularism and you buy the idea of collectivism, then you're hostile to eternal truths and to Christianity. But we have to fight. Don, we have to stay in this battle. In fact, I have a new book coming out called Necessary Noise, and it's about this Trump administration and how President Trump is inflaming this cultural war and why this is good news for America. It's good news because we must have this discussion. When religion fails, when Christianity fails, when capitalism fails, when our Constitution becomes subjective, all life is in trouble for ourselves, for our children, and for our grandchildren.
You also write, fewer children mean an aging population, more retirees per everyone working means more pressure on the payroll tax, each dollar of which must be distributed to more and more retirees, et cetera, et cetera. In light of what you're writing in that regard, you and I have talked often about the scourge of abortion. I submit that we have yet to see the full price we're going to pay as a nation, just in economic terms, if nothing else, with what we've done with our unborn over the last 30, 40 years.
70 million dead? Yeah. It's a cost to pay. In fact, one of my friends just had a rally over the weekend, and she was pointing out in her discussion that more black babies have died at the hand of abortionists since Roe v. Wade than were living in the 60s totally. We're just in crisis. And when you think about abortion, the cost, the human cost, this crime against humanity, it is severe in itself, and the damage that it's doing to people that participate. But as you're bringing up on the economic side of the question, our future is dependent on us having children. And when you get to the place where you're not replacing yourself, this is something that all social scientists should be talking about, but so did our media folks, so should our politicians, to make sure that we are encouraging traditional family life, not just for our culture's sake, so that we can live in peace with our neighbors, but also economically. We've got to have a productive coming up behind us.
You do have a word at the end. You say, if you think this picture is gloomy, the good news is, and I love this, nothing is inevitable. We are still free. We can still do something. We still change course. Elaborate on some of the things we can do.
Well, the first thing that encourages me every time I look at this data, which is part of my work at the Center for Urban Renewal and Education, is I remind myself that 100 million Americans still got to go to church on Sunday morning. As long as that reality is there, now I know pastors are saying, yeah, but my numbers fell. I know, but 100 million still get up and go to church on Sunday morning. So that's a good thing. That means there are people, a third of our society is still saying, you know what? I'm going to do what I know is right. I'm going to put God first, at least on this one opportunity. So that's encouraging. But also things that we need to do is be concerned about public policy. Public policy does change behavior. We wouldn't have all these abortions if public policy didn't say it's okay. But we also wouldn't have diminished family life if public policy didn't change to say, well, you can define marriage any way you want to. Well, you can define family any way that you want to. Well, in fact, if you decide that you're going to live very promiscuously, like I chose to, we'll even pay you. Doesn't matter whether you get married before you produce children. We'll just kind of let anybody do whatever they want to be. This is not freedom. This is bondage. And it not only is bondage for ourselves, it takes our children, our grandchildren, into an uncertain future.
I want to couch this question appropriately. As a black woman yourself, what kind of reaction are you getting among your own contemporaries, your own black contemporaries, especially those on, I guess I am nonplussed. I'm puzzled by any group such as the black community. You already cited they have the worst statistics of all of paying a price for abortion. And yet it seems that's a group in the culture that has a hard time closing ranks on that issue. What do you hear from them in terms of your own stand?
Well, we're actually making momentum. I am encouraged that more and more activity is being done to get the truth out now that we have the internet. I mean, even my own organization, we have blackcommunitynews.com as part of our media machine, and it's trending a couple of million people now a year. We have a clergy program where we have 800 to 1,000 on that list that are getting a regular diet of information that's news to them, that's new to them, that didn't know these statistics about the damage of the welfare state or the damage of abortion on our community or why education is not really working in their communities with government-controlled or government-funded and union-controlled schools and why competition is a good thing. So I'm encouraged. The numbers are bad because, you know, as the society started changing in the 60s, blacks got hit hardest. You know, this is a community that went from slavery to Jim Crow, from Jim Crow to a welfare state, a war on poverty that just collapsed our family. Black marriage rates are down to 30%. So this is a challenge because, as we already discussed, when you don't have marriage, all your other virtues and values start to fall apart and behaviors start to change. So we've got to recapture ourselves. But I'm pretty encouraged now with the economy doing better under the Trump administration. People can breathe a little bit. They start thinking about their lives beyond just today. And that's a good thing.
Always good to talk with you. Love what you do. Love what you write. You're so articulate. Thank God that he has raised you up for this time. I know others would agree. And I really appreciate you coming on with us.
Well, I appreciate it too, Don. And I look forward to sitting with you, even if just in the guest chair.
All right.
I'll come back and host for you again. God bless you.
Well, we'll do both. Thank you, my friend.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Star Parker, founder and president of CURE, the Center for Urban Renewal and Education, urbancure.org. She's written several books. I haven't read them all, but the ones I've read are, well, as you hear, she's highly articulate, has her facts straight, and her books are all worth reading as well. Stay with us. We have more here coming right up.
This is the Entertainment Answer. I'm Matt Mungle. What is my Blu-ray of the week? It's the double dose of Aladdin, as Disney's animated classic and the new live-action film both hit Blu-ray, DVD, and glorious 4K September 10th. I like to physically be able to hold them in my hands, but if you don't care about that, then the digital versions are available as well. The live-action version was so much fun in the theater, and now you can enjoy it anytime you want. Again, Aladdin, the original classic and the live-action version. You can find out more information at theentertainmentanswer.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. Check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
She said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop, take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives.
The Everyman's Battle Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. October 4th through the 6th. To find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour and I was right back to work. The staff made me feel so comfortable and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to 656-9393, 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393.
Good afternoon. This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you only pay for what you need. Capital Beltway is trying to recover from an accident in the Greenbelt area on the interloop. Right at BW Parkway Interchange, you'll be stop and go with congestion from the I-95 interchange. Also, seeing very heavy congestion building on the Beltway very quickly. Interloop's going to slow you down at the top of the Beltway with more than 20 minutes of brake lights between Old Georgetown Road over through to New Hampshire Avenue.
Liberty Mutual Insurance customizes your coverage so you only pay for what you need. Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote, and you could save.
I'm Taryn Galbraith with traffic on WAVA.
Partly cloudy and humid today, low 64 to 68 for tomorrow. Partly sunny, hot and humid, high 93. Warm and muggy tomorrow night. Partly cloudy, low just 73. Hot and humid Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds. An afternoon and evening thunderstorm for parts of the area, high 93. The record high of Thursday is 96. For 1931, with the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Bob Larson.
Hey, folks, we are continuing our efforts. I say we collectively because I tell you what, we couldn't do what we're doing together with Food for the Poor without you. You are the determinant factor, and I want to thank some folks for what you've done so far. Now, our goal is, it's enough to provide at least 132 families with some real help at this time. It's a $353 goal, to be exact. To date, you have given $9,377. And I want to tell you, starting right now, We are so grateful for Passport Auto Group stores saying, hey, we want to be a part of this. So we're putting an $8,000 matching fund challenge grant out right now. Everything from this point forward that you give is going to be doubled by that money as long as it's there. And so I want to thank some folks who have gotten us to that nearly $9,400 level so far, but quite a way to go, about $32,600 to go. We've had some great gifts. I want to thank Judy in Ashburn, $100 gift, $70 from Jim in Silver Spring, $400 from Jan in Huntingtown, $100 from Cynthia in Annandale. And then we also had Patricia and Laurel giving $20. God bless you for that. Jeff in Sterling, $220. God bless you as well. A $1,000 gift from Jolynn in Waldorf, $20 from David in Jefferson, Maryland, $60 from Amy in Fairfax, and $648 over a 12-month period from Diane in Capitol Heights. Thank you so much. We're going to go right back to the campaign right now. Stay with us.
The following program is sponsored by Food for the Poor and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Angel Aloma, Executive Director of Food for the Poor.
You know, a lot of people ask why Food for the Poor does what it does. And we can only do this through the generosity of our donors. But we don't do it because we're social workers. We do it because we have examined the gospel. And we see that Jesus' very first public uttering came when he quoted from Isaiah, bringing good news for the poor. We saw it in Jesus when he fed the 4,000, when he fed the 5,000. We saw it in Jesus when he took care of physical needs, healing so many people all over the place. We saw it in Jesus when he had the conversation after the resurrection with Peter, when he said, Peter, do you love me more than these? And Peter said, Lord, you know that I do. And he said, then feed my lambs. And it is a very strong message that he was sending there, that we cannot say that we love Jesus without it being empty words if we do not feed his sheep.
That's really what it's all about, Paul, feeding his sheep. And nobody could say it better than Angel does it, because you can hear it. It's out of his, he's a shepherd. It comes right out of his heart.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what we're doing today. Your gift is making a difference, feeding God's sheep in the island nation of the Bahamas, the families that have been just completely devastated by Hurricane Dorian. You've probably been watching the news over the last couple days. You've seen it. You've seen the updates. You've seen the movement. You noticed how devastating the damage was as it sat over this area and just completely devastated families. You heard the cries even that were coming from videos and cell phone videos that that people were leaking onto social media and onto the news. But friends, what you didn't hear was that right in the midst of these families are pastors and local ministries, that when the storm just literally passed through, when the skies cleared just a little bit, they went immediately to work. And one of our ministry partners, the Episcopal Diocese, they are immediately at work right now on the ground. We're waiting for their response to let us know what additional needs. But we are asking you right now, would you get ahead of this and provide families with the necessary relief that they need? We're going to need a lot. But right now, your gift is going to provide that emergency hurricane relief, supporting pastors on the ground. You know, when Hurricane Matthew hit the island nation of Haiti just a few years ago, I was, you know, South Florida was in the cone of that. And I remember how devastating it was there. And we were waiting our turn and it kind of took a different turn. But just to hear the stories that came out and how families were devastated. But what was the most encouraging thing about all of that was the pastors who lived among the people that didn't have a care for their own community, their own family, that were working hand in hand with the local leaders to provide resources. And that's what we're doing again right now in the Bahamas. So we ask you, please, would you pick up your phone? Whether it's you have your cell phone there handy, you can dial a shortcut to the operator. It's #250. Dial #250. Press send. And when prompted, say the keyword give. You'll speak to an operator. And be patient with us, because the operators right now are making the adjustments to our relief efforts so that a portion of your gift goes and saves families' lives, helps save families' lives in the island nation of the Bahamas. Or you can simply call us toll free. It's 855-860-4255. 855-860-4673. That's 855-860-4673. Or you can go online at WAVA.com. Click this Saving Starving Families banner. We're going to help these families, and we need your help to do it.
Do it now, would you, folks? And Paul, we haven't talked about it actually on air, but I happen to know that, as you've alluded, these are neighbors in a very real sense to you and everybody at Food for the Poor, because that's where your headquarters ministry is located. And it has created more than a little inconvenience for you folks. Think of the inconvenience of the people we're trying to help, but you can speak to that in a way that even I can't up here in the Mid-Atlantic part of the country. How has it affected Food for the Poor's operations so folks can know how to pray for Food for the Poor as well in this time?
Well, please pray, first of all, for the resilience and the strength, because we're going to be working some very diligent and long hours. We're not going to quit. We're not going to relent. We're not going to turn away. Food for the Poor, while many of us were looking forward to like all of you, looking forward to a fun and enjoyable family Labor Day weekend, a laborless weekend, but it was all but that. Myself, just my own personal example, you know, putting up shutters on my father's home. My father has been in and out of the hospital. He is under my care. And then going home to do the exact same thing in my own home, to be able to get resources to care for my daughter and our family, to make sure that family around us and friends had whatever they needed, and make sure that they were taken care of. Now, imagine that 338 times over. That's the number of employees that we have in our Food for the Poor office in South Florida. Those families who, when Hurricane Matthew hit, had many who were affected, because there are many Haitians working at Food for the Poor. When Hurricane Maria devastated the island nation of Puerto Rico, there were so many that were from Puerto Rico and had family in the midst of the hurricane. And now here we are again, friends. Hurricane Dorian affecting so many of the Bahamians that work. And there are many Haitians that are of the Bahamas. It's a very little known fact, but there is a healthy Haitian community living in the Bahamas. And friends, we are all together linked, not only by our culture and our background and 55 miles of ocean, but we're also linked by our love for Jesus and our desire to tirelessly work to make sure that these families and these pastors that are working amongst these families get the help that they need. So friends, right now, can I ask you to just respond immediately? $80, whether you can give that gift. You can maybe give a gift of $80 a month, or maybe you can give a one-time gift of $320. That breaks down to $27 a month for the next 12 months. Or if you can give a $1,000 gift, it will respond to the needs of these families in the Bahamas who are desperate, in need of your help. Please call.
Would you do it right now? We have another break right here, but good time for you to go to the phone and make that call and make the gift as generous as you're able. You are a generous audience. You always have been. So I know we don't need to even tell you how much to give. We would never presume to do that. We just give you these figures as options. $80 for one person, $160 for two, $320 for a family of four. But anything you can give, and the larger gift, you want to spell it out over 12 months, they'll help you with that. 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673. Or on your cell phone, #250, hit send, and then when you're prompted, say the word give, and that'll connect you. And of course, as always, online, WAVA.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A second straight relatively stable session for U.S. stocks, with the indexes finishing flat to slightly higher. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 74 points and the S&P 500 edged up 1 point, but the Nasdaq Composite slipped 3. Apple today unveiled a trio of new smartphones, essentially revamped versions of last year's models. The tech giant's new iPhones include a $699 iPhone, a $999 iPhone 11 Pro, and an $1,100 iPhone 11 Pro Max. Improvements include longer battery life, faster performance, and upgraded cameras, including allowing for wide-angle photos. The new phones will be available for pre-order Friday morning and will ship September 20th. The company also showed off a new Apple Watch Series 5 and a 7th-generation iPad with a 10.2-inch screen. Mattel is releasing the first collectible Day of the Dead Barbie. The doll honors the Mexican holiday that runs from October 31st through November 2nd by wearing an elaborate headpiece, a ruffled black gown, and traditional skull mask. $75 retail. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Patty Poppes, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Did you know a cash investor will only give you pennies on the dollar? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. With our new five-day sales strategy, we got our sellers an average of $46,000 more than expected. It's not for everyone, but if you have a house to sell now, we can sell it for top dollar in 5 days. No lowball investor offers. Call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
I've been listening to radio program for many years. I heard Christy Moore's ad. I wanted to sell my aunt's house, and they immediately did a stupendous job. I was very impressed. What I liked the best was how fast everything took place. I wasn't expecting that. It happened very quickly, smooth, and I was able to meet my goals.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
We use the word nothing very lightly in this country. I remember my children and now my grandchildren opening a refrigerator loaded with food saying there is nothing to eat in this house. I know that many women walk into a closet chock full with clothes and oftentimes say I have nothing to wear. But in our countries, nothing is very, very literal. It's a word that is used in the fullness of its meaning, zero. These families, they have no change of clothing. They have no place to live. They have no jobs, no source of income. So their last resort is to go to the garbage dump. Horrible as it is, with the terrible stench, with the flies and the vultures and the animals scavenging, they go there to try to find food for their children. They go there just like the pigs and the goats and the dogs to try to survive by finding something to eat, by finding a discarded piece of clothing, by finding a discarded piece of furniture that they might use in their makeshift home right on the dump or on the periphery of the dump. So basically, this is their only means of survival.
Friends, today we are talking about a situation that is very close to what you just heard in the Bahamas. That originally was recorded by our executive director, Angel Aloma, in response to what we saw on the ground happening in Haiti, that families had absolutely nothing. But can you imagine right now, there are families in the Bahamas who, quite frankly, Hurricane Dorian has taken everything from them. And the desperation is palpable. The desperation is really just amazing when you think about it. If you've never been in the middle of a hurricane or the aftermath of a hurricane, you've seen images like what we saw a number of years ago. And after Hurricane Katrina, right in New Orleans, you saw the desperation. You saw families struggling, and it did not discriminate. It did not choose which communities that it would hit and hit hardest. So, friends, before you think again about what is happening right now and what you could possibly do, just consider that these families have been left with nothing. And so you can provide at least a little something that will deliver hope. So please pick up your phone right now and join us, friends, will you? Your gift will make a difference. 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673. Or if you're on your mobile phone, just dial from your cell phone, #250, press send, and say the keyword give. Your gift of any size is going to make a difference and save lives.
I tell you, folks, as Paul's talking, I'm reminded again of a scripture that I've often referenced in our Food for the Poor campaigns and our various efforts together, and it's one that just amazes me every time I think of it, and it's simply where God says, he who gives to the poor lends unto the Lord, amen, and he will be repaid. I just stop and remind myself, Crow, God's asking for a loan. That's all. He's asking you to invest in something that's very heavy on his heart, and he's told you, he's God of the universe. He could just grab all of our money and take it and confiscate it. That's not how the kingdom of God works. We know it's voluntary out of a heart of compassion and love, and God says, look, I have these needs, these burdensome needs of the people. I've often said this as well. Two things strike me about many in Scripture. That is two primary issues for God from the Old Testament clear through the New Testament, throughout the Scripture, is the poor and the children. Those are heavy on God's heart, and he wants you and me to share the burden. And so he says, look, he who gives to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will be repaid, or he will repay him. So I'm just saying, hey, Wall Street cannot offer you on its best day the return you and I get from investing whatever we can in the kingdom of God. And that's really what we're talking about here, is you picking that phone up and saying, look, I'd love to give $5,000. I can't do that. But how about $50? How about $100? We've given you increments here. $80 provides what we need for a child, a boy or girl, or even an adult for that matter. $160 does it for two, $240 for three. And we've said, you know, a nice round figure is $320. That will take care of the needs of a family of four. And as Paul said earlier, you can do that over a period of 12 months at $27 a month. So it really makes it so that anybody who wants to can get involved. And as we go to this break, would you go to the phone and make a generous gift, whatever generous means to you? I hope it will be generous enough that you'll at least say, ouch, when you make the gift, right? Feeling a little of the pain of sacrifice as you give. $80, $160, $320. Someone, yes, can give $1,000 and never even say ouch, not even wince. You know who you are. So we welcome your gifts of all sizes at 855-860-4673. Again, 855-860-4673. Have your cell phone in hand. Just hit #250, hit send, and say the word give when you're prompted. That'll connect you. Or online at our website, WAVA.com. Can't miss the Food for the Poor banner there. Click on that. Make your gift there. Hey, stay with us. We have a bit more to share with you when we come back.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently.
They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850.
Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment.
People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair.
And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off.
Text MORE to 85850. That's MORE to 85850.
Wake up to WAVA-FM and Focus on the Family with Jim Daly and John Fuller, weekday mornings at 7.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
This is WAVA's Tom Moyer. We are looking for our promotions director for WAVA Radio. Our promotions director helps ministries connect with WAVA listeners, represents WAVA at local events, and helps listeners connect with the radio station. If you know someone that loves Christian radio, is great around people, has digital and computer graphics skills, and wants to make a difference in people's lives, please encourage them to apply. Send them to WAVA.com, keyword people. WAVA.com, keyword people.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's AActionHomeServices.com, 703-922-1900.
Listen to The Alternative with Tony Evans every weekday morning at 10:30 on 105.1 FM WAVA.
#250 on your cell phone. Hit send. Say the word give when you're cued or asked what you'd like to do. Tell them how much you'd like to give online at WAVA.com. Paul Jacobs here with me, Food for the Poor, and we are addressing some of the crises that have been, and that is plural, the crises, multiple, I should say, that have just been created and still are being created with the latest Hurricane Dorian. What do you think, Paul?
No, absolutely. And friends, we need you. With the minutes that we have together, we just need you to pick up the phone and do what you can to respond to these families. Not Food for the Poor, not Don Crow, not Paul Jacobs, but respond to these families by calling 855-860-4673. Or if you have your cell phone handy, dial #250, press send, and say the keyword give. Just imagine. Families who are swimming to safety, who are waiting from their home that was flooded, a story, you know, the second story, they were trapped in the second story of their home, flooded out and had to swim to safety with whatever belongings they could carry in their arms or carry in their back. Friends, these are the families, these are the neighbors that we're providing much needed emergency resources to through our ministry partners, and we need your help to do it. So whether you can give a gift, as Don said, that make you say, ouch, we're looking for five of you right now that would say, ouch. Maybe a couple of you could give a $1,000 gift. That would go a long way to provide emergency hurricane relief supplies, to provide these families the hope that they need just to get through another day. Please call.
I like that. We'll start an ouch club. How's that?
Yes, please do.
Seriously, folks, some of you give so generously, and, well, many, I'd say all of you give generously. It's just you've proven it through the years. But ouch is at a different level. It's a relative term. Some people say ouch much more quickly than others because they have limited resources. We respect that. And don't undersell yourself in terms of you might say, well, all I have is, and you fill in a small figure in your mind. Look, I remind myself, I remind our church, I remind you as our listeners, there are no small gifts in God's kingdom. When you look at the story of the woman who gave the equivalent of a half a penny, when she gave at the treasury and Jesus was watching along with his disciples, he made special note. He said, that woman has just given more than all of the other rich folk combined. So it's a matter of what we have to work with that is the measure of really how God looks at our gift. And so we're just encouraging you to give something. Give what your heart tells you to give. Give what you really sense, well, I can do this much at least. If it's $10 or $10,000, we're just saying let's do it together, and here's the number to call as we go to the top of this hour, 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673. Again, you want to give $80 for one person, $320 for a family of four, $27 a month for an entire year. That'll give you the same effect, an entire family. Whatever you can give, 855-860-4673. #250 on your cell phone, hit send, and when you're prompted, say the word give or give online at WAVA.com.
Imagine sharing a prayer request from your phone and seeing as those around the world take your request before God. Receive prayer. Pray for others at praywithme.com.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.